And welcome back to the Nutramedic Report. Every second Wednesday, we have the amazing, the remarkable, and the well-documented Jonathan Gray. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Hello there, Dr. Bill.
Now, your website is beforeus.com, and before us, of course, was the Bible. And I like to tell people what the Bible is, and I use sarcasm to try to get the point across. The Bible is a historically correct document, which we found archaeologically it's correct, and you've proven that many times. It is a set of indictments. It is an autopsy report, and it is a, if you want to call it, it's like an intel review of what's really going on planet Earth, both from God's side and even from the side of Satan as he makes accusations against mankind. It's the up and the down side of Israel and any other nation, including prophetic word, which more than a third of the Bible actually hasn't even happened yet, but it's aimed particularly at places like Europe and Brexit and Britain, now out of the European Union. It's aimed at America. The New Atlantis, according to the original people who prophesied this 500 years ago. And you've shown in your latest videos the third woe is the third Hiraj of Islam. And we're basically in the birth pangs at the end of the human age, the secular age of mankind on Earth, without the rule of God on the planet, because God's going to bring down, he calls it the New Jerusalem or heaven to Earth. So heaven, Earth will become heavenly. And without that, mankind is not going to survive as a galactic civilization. I mean, we're not going to survive our science, the singularity of energy technology, artificial intelligence, etc., because evil has abounded in the planet so much now, mankind is hanging in the balance, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Now, you wanted to give some positive things. I know we talked about this before, that where we can't evangelize, Jesus is doing it. And there's some miraculous things happening in Muslim countries. I'd like you to kind of go through some of the latest things that you've discovered. Many of them are actually ongoing contacts you've had with these people in these Muslim countries and missionaries, reporting stories that are pretty amazing, where literally Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, is actually showing up in visions and dreams, and you're getting Muslims being directly converted, not with a minister or a witness, a Christian, but with God himself showing up there. This is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely unbelievable. But we can believe it because he's doing it repeatedly all the time and changing people's lives. And this is really something that where missionaries would be forbidden entering the land, and if they're caught, they're executed. This is happening, and Jesus Christ keeps reappearing. It's very wonderful, really.
Right. And what's also interesting, if you look at the scriptures, because you can peer at the end of the book, God says that Egypt will be my handmaid and Syria will be, one of his daughter nations, if you want to call it. And the nations that you think are direct in opposition to God will be literally believers. So at some point, he's going to rescue a remnant out of all of these nations. Many of the ones that are currently Muslim are going to turn. They're not just going to call Jesus Isa, which is an inferior prophet to Muhammad, and not the involved to quote Most High God, because people... The big difference about other prophets, including in Islam, where they believe that Jesus is a prophet, believe that he's inferior to Muhammad, and when he comes back, he's Isa, and if people don't convert to Islam, he is there to behead you as a Christian. People don't know this. They think, well, Muslims believe in Jesus. Yeah, but he's not a nice Jesus of the Bible. He's a bad Jesus. This is a Jesus that's now Isa, and if you don't convert to Islam, which is the faith that he has converted to, quote, in his last 2,000 years... Because, by the way, remember, Jesus died 600 years before Islam rose, that he's got to behead you. It's the best thing he can do for you, is to behead you. People don't get this, do they?
They do not know a loving God at all.
Now, the Muslims, when they get to know a loving God, these people are, many saints, they're like little children. They've been led astray by a culture, which is a political control system, as Bill Warner says, a political Islam. And it's so damned evil, no wonder it's made an alliance with the globalists. So let's go through some of these miraculous events that have happened that you can kind of detail now, so we can lift people up rather than always smashing them down with all the bad things that are happening and are about to happen. There's some good things happening, too, where God's showing up.
Some wonderful, wonderful things happening, yes. First of all, I'd like to focus on something that just happened a few weeks ago, where actually... ex-Muslims who have now become sharers of their wonderful faith and they just can't keep quiet about it, even at the risk of their own lives, are involved. Police arrested four people in a private house a few weeks ago and sent them to prison. Two of them were ex-Muslims who were now sharing their new faith, and the other two were new believers who were listening and learning. And these two Christians were taking Bible class with the other two when the police forcibly entered into the house. And the two believers started, the new believers started coming to what we call an underground church, an underground place for worship, only 2 months earlier, and they became firm believers and were preparing to be baptized. Well, the police brutally beat them before taking them into custody. And one of the ex-Muslims who was teaching them tried to say something, but the police beat his face. It broke some of his teeth. The blood came out from his nose and mouth. He fell down to the ground. Then the police hit him with their boots under his stomach, and the other three were brutally beaten. Now, that's a realistic event that took place. Then the police took them to the Sharia court, which is a Muslim religious court, and the court sent them to prison run by the secret police. Now, the prisoners were considered and treated in that jail as in a very harsh and brutal way. An ordinary person can't imagine such kind of brutal punishment being done in a prison. Now, a call was made for 100 hours of fasting and prayer to all the friends of these people, and we received that message ourselves. And the message that we received was this. I'm just going to read out the email that I received from them. Dear fellow believers, do not be afraid. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is with us. He is mighty and powerful. We are his body. He will not allow his body to go astray. Once he suffered, crucified and died for us and risen from the dead, he is with us. We are under his mighty wings. And we have a bright tomorrow, for the battle is the Lord's. Trust him and look to him. He will do everything for good. Amen. Now, that was the kind of message, a happy, cheerful message, not a despondent, distressed, defeated one. And, you know, God likes to hear us praising him, even when we're in our deepest of troubles, Dr.
Right,
Bill.
Right.
And this is what these people were doing.
Right. Now, how did they go from Islam, which is pretty downtrodden? I mean, they try to put a face on it that they're very religious, they're praying five times a day. They always feel like they're striving to be acceptable to Allah, including, you know, their month of Ramadan and all the stuff where literally they don't eat during the day, but they stuff their face after night. So most people actually gain weight during Ramadan. And it's the same with their religion. They're always striving, just like, you know, Roman Catholics, always feeling like, hey, I committed a mortal sin today, I better go to the confessional. And once I go to the confessional, I'm fine to go back and sin again and do something bad to my neighbor or my friend.
Yeah, that is right. And they never know that they've been forgiven. In fact, even Muhammad himself said, I do not know if I will be in paradise. He said, I don't know because I'll only know if I get there or don't get there. There's no assurance of forgiveness or love or salvation.
Well, let me describe heaven. I know there's some descriptions, and you're an expert on this, but I'm going to describe what I experienced as an eight-year-old. And I haven't talked about this before very much, but a little bit. When I got to the gates of heaven or paradise, Yeshua, Jesus, appeared. And he had a golden sash in his middle, and he had a white tunic, and he had a golden margin on that that fell to the bottom, middle part of his lower calf and middle part of his forearm. And he had the vertical marks like the crown of thorns, which is shoved down over his head, and he had an auburn-colored hair, like reddish-colored hair. And he looked tall, like a Viking, only he had olive-colored skin, high cheekbones, really, you know, masculine face, very, very muscular and slim, but big muscles, big hands, you can tell, like knuckles, like this guy was seriously doing heavy labor. He had holes in his wrists and his ankles, not his feet. And he had sandals on, but they shone like brass. And when he spoke, he said, don't cross the little wooden bridge or the silver cord will break. And I said, what is it? He said, it's the cord of living waters that connects you to the living world of the living, which is the lower realm, right? And he said, if it breaks, and of course he told me that it's connected to your pineal gland. And he taught this to me. I said, well, where am I? He said, you're at the gates of paradise or heaven. He said, this is the eternal now. Now, this is how he described heaven, the eternal now. There is no past, and there is no future. Everything is now. Nothing evil can come here. Anything that comes into your mind is. There are no dimensions of size or space or time that if you wish to fly or to see things, you desire it and it is. So he took me by the hand and he took me to the Golden City. And you can actually see through the walls of the buildings and the walls of the roadways because they were pure gold. And pure gold, by the way, is translucent. You can see through it. And we ate, we felt joy, and we were totally empathic with the animals and plants and people. There was no barrier between what I call being. In other words, I'm a medical empath, but everybody in heaven is empathic. Because there is no past, no future, there's no pain, there's no digestion, there's no entropy or decay, there's no disease, there's no suffering, and there's no unforgiveness, because if there's no past and no future and everything is now, there's no such thing as unforgiveness. It can't exist in heaven, and evil can't exist because the Time Lord, if you want to call it, of evil, is Satan. That's why they call him the Prince of the Power of the Air. So what you have to understand is Satan is the most intelligent created being in the universe other than God, and he wanted to be as God, ascending to the north parts, to be as the creator God. He could never be, because when God literally created now, now is the brush that creates the past, present, and future, and the lower realms literally exist because God, it comes into God's mind. So when you enter heaven, or when he comes down here on earth, he's bringing the eternal now, or the creator power of eternity, to earth. So when he creates his bride, he literally says, I'll take your mortal soul, because all people will say, I have an immortal soul. There's nothing further from the truth. Your soul is mortal. It's not ever-existing. It only becomes immortal when your soul and the will of the Most High become fused. And from that moment, you don't have to go to heaven. You're in a heavenly relationship, because now your will and the will and soul of the Most High are fused as one. You're not capable of evil as long as you walk with God. Now, you can walk away from God, so there's no such thing as once saved, always saved either. This is another horrible lie. Or that the rapture will take away good people to heaven when the evil will be left on earth. In fact, God wants a physical people in this dimension, in this world, and the worlds that will spread to over the next millennia, and the galactic civilization, that will get to know the Most High and know that all goodness, all wisdom, and all truth comes from the Most High and not any other source, not from Satan, not from science, not from technology, not from professors. It only comes from God. And so what heaven is the eternal now. There's no unforgiveness, there's no hatred, there's no decay, there's no pain, there's no suffering, and there's total empathy. In other words, you're empathically connected to every other being and every other thing that exists in the world of heaven. Now, heaven is all-powerful, so that when heaven comes down to earth and Yeshua shows up here, he can take these Muslims that are dyed-in-the-wool Muslims for multiple generations and show them the love and the will of the Most High God. He can transform them, and they're willing to even die for this because they now have had a glimpse of what heaven really is. And it's not something that's conditional, like Muhammad says. You can be certain that you don't go to heaven. You know, heaven exists today when you serve and do the God's will. Hell only becomes evident when the body drops away and you haven't been having a relationship with God. So there's no such thing as deathbed conversion. You have a relationship with God today. And if you are, you're already in heaven. You don't have to go there.
Well, Dr. Bill, thank you very much.
Does that make sense? I mean, so when God is descending to earth and he's literally showing them a glimpse of heaven, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Yes. And heaven is in Jesus' very, very life. He showed us what it's like.
Yeah, but he makes them, in a sense, have a glimpse of a heavenly relationship, which they apprehend and immediately, in a sense, although they're still physically on earth, they've become no longer mortal beings, but immortal ones, because they accept Yeshua, Jesus. He said, no man comes to the Father except by me. In other words, if you accept me in the will of the Father, you're in heaven. You don't go there. You're immediately now a heavenly being.
Well, Jesus made that possible, and without him, there's no way at all.
Right,
without
exactly.
him, there is nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, now, getting back to the these four men who were thrown into prison, two pastors and two new believers, we got a report 6 days later after they'd been thrown in.
Right.
And the report said this, since last, this is the actual words, I haven't changed the wording, right. Since last 6 days, we have no information about two pastors and other two believers who were brutally beaten, arrested, and imprisoned in a secret jail.
Right.
We request you to continue fasting prayers until we get an answer. Those who can, please do it without taking food. Our Lord said, howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Esther asked her people to have a fasting prayer, and she and her maidens did likewise also. As a result, the people of Israel got a great, great deliverance from the enemy at that time, and they rejoiced in the Lord. It is our Lord's promise, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Our Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let his will be done. Amen. Now, that was the kind of request I received. You couldn't get a very positive attitude in the worst of situations, like when no news had come for 6 days, still rejoicing and praising God. And that, by the way, is one of the secrets to answered prayer.
Right, and whether it's for healing cancer or your nation, because we're heading toward a thermonuclear war. We're heading toward economic and environmental chaos. You know, just look at things like the latest information on Fukushima Daiichi poisoning one-third of the oceans with Chernobyl, which is wormwood, i.e. nuclear waste. Remember now, the very first major reactor accident was Chernobyl in Ukraine. And in fact, it was literally God saying, hey, do you see this Chernobyl? This is what's going to poison the Pacific Oceans with Fukushima. It's another end time sign. And people need to grasp that God is literally with us even during the time we're absorbing radiotoxins. But he's there also with these Islamic nations that are either passive and letting terrorism being done by the extreme elements, or they're not working together to try to get rid of extreme elements. Or if they have a pastor or a missionary come, they throw them in prison or they execute them.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so Jesus has to show up. I mean, because he doesn't want these ancient peoples of the Middle East to die and be separated from him forever.
Well, he loves them. And of course, the Muslims, the Muslim religion was founded among the Arabs, who are descendants of Abraham the faithful, and he was given promises concerning his seed, and many of these are today in the Muslim religion, and God loves them. He loves them.
Exactly, but by the way, a lot of the ones in the Muslim religion were actually ancient Hebrews that were put to the scimitar. They either submitted and converted to Islam, or they died at the end of the sword. And so people don't realize 87% of the Palestinians actually are ancient Hebrew genetics. They're actually ancient Hebrews, say Ephraimites or Jews, who had to convert to Islam or die. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. Okay, now let's just jump 2 days after this. So what we've got here is the event took place. 6 days later, there's still no news about these four people thrown into a secret prison. 2 days after this came this report. We'll do it after the break.
Yeah.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Announcement. One of the hours, I'm trying to figure out which hour it'll be. It may vary from time to time, but I'm going to have a call-in prayer hour where I'm going to actually pray for people, for their relatives, for their health, for their spirituality. A prayer hour where you need to call in, and I'm going to pray for you or your relatives or your nation. And again, the prayers of the saints, that's us, the people, the bride, I need to start rising up so we become literally a physical bride ready for the Most High God, for Yeshua HaMashiach to come back, because he's getting ready for his bride. And with the bride ready, without the bride receiving their garments, without receiving their you know, cleansing thought patterns and becoming ready for literally God coming here, the marriage supper of the Lamb, it's called, we're not going to have an end to this disaster. This disaster is going to continue rolling forward until, and again, even the remnant that are going to be saved is going to be the bridal remnant. You know, if you're a Laodicean Christian, you're going to be lined up and executed. If you're a non-Christian, you're going to try to escape to Apocalypse Island. I talked about this with Jonathan because I tease him. But everybody now, these Americans like Peter Thiel wants to move to New Zealand. And again, these Muslim countries are literally hell on earth. I mean, for women and for a lot of people, especially if they've, you know, by their toxic load and their lifestyle, they're, let's say, gay or lesbian, they're executed through the window or they're beheaded. So you have to understand that Jesus is a God of forgiveness. and healing. He can take someone that's a desperately evil person and transforms them. But only God can do this. You can't. Satan certainly can't. And we can't itself. And I always get a kick out of people, and I want to mention this before we get back to your story. Did you see or hear about the movie called The Shack?
Not really, no.
Okay, you might want to check into some of the details of it. It's something that the Christian ministries have all supported and thought this is fantastic. I saw it with my wife last Friday, and it was one of the most shocking, horrifying, what I call apostate Christian movies I've ever seen. And they had this man who was on this camping expedition, and his daughter stood up on a boat, and when the boat tipped over, he went and rescued his daughter and his son. And while that was happening, his youngest daughter was abducted and then raped and murdered. And the whole idea was that somehow he was going to be able to squint his eyes and pray hard enough and forgive this guy from doing something horrendous to his daughter. I want people out there to understand this. You can't forgive yourself or anyone else. It's the power of God. It's faith. And faith is not something you have. It's something God gives you when you ask as a little child, God, to please give me the faith to heal my body, to give me forgiveness to someone, whether it's your husband or wife or someone who's done something horrific or criminal to you or your family or your nation. It's God's gift to you. You cannot do forgiveness. You cannot forgive anybody of anything, even minor sins, let alone horrendous ones like grabbing your daughter. So when I heard this, I tried to make this guy turn into a good Christian by convincing him that somehow he had this car accident, was spent several days with God, who was a black woman, and met Jesus, who looks like a Middle Eastern guy that was a fisherman running on water, and the Holy Spirit, who's an Asian girl that basically was very New Age. This is not Christianity. Christianity is a relationship with God where we are totally dependent on God to provide everything, healing of our body, mind, and soul, and even to give us forgiveness. It's not something that we as humans can do. As soon as you can, you're living in Luciferic lies. Okay, so this whole picture put out a Luciferic gospel, which is not true. So I want to mention that too. So when these Muslims are deep in the Luciferic grip of Islam, which is completely Luciferic, I mean, remember Salman Rushdie and the Satanic Letters that he read, and he's an academic from London. They put a fatwa on him because he actually quoted parts of the Quran where Muhammad was arguing between whether or not he was sure he was receiving words from God or from Satan. And he just quoted them. So you got to understand, Islam is satanic and Luciferic. Roman Catholicism is satanic and Luciferic. And many of the so-called Christian cult religions now are Luciferic. You got to know that. This paper, this article, this picture was devilish.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO
GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Brad in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Brad, with your question.
I heard you explain the other day about the photons light in 100 million years, light photons 100 million light years apart being instantaneous to quantum entangle behind that.
And then also, well, if you look at regular quantum physics, they predict if you split a photon and you put it on either side of the Milky Way galaxy separated by 100,000 years, as you affect one part of that photon, it's what's called photon entanglement. Microtubules, which are present in every life form, are actually photon entangled. Now, I think the question you had, I see it here on the screen, is that you want to know about quantum entanglement of Jesus' blood. And
Yes.
Why Jesus' blood? What's the thing there? Somebody talking about a artifact or something that has Jesus' blood on it, like, you know, the sort of the sort of destiny that Adolf Hitler tried to get because they believed if they possessed the sort of destiny, they'd become world ruler. Is that what you're talking about?
I just recently heard like a Ted Brower speak about the scalar waves of the blood of the Savior being everywhere instantaneously throughout time space, and I'm aware in the Book of Hebrews how Jesus.
Well,
is the
I
exact-
think I think what you have to understand is there's people talking about things they don't really understand. Number one, I've been to heaven. Number two, I understand how this actually works. And I'll explain that Jesus exists in what's called the eternal now. Yeshua, the Word, existed before anything physical in the physical world existed, including Satan or the universe or galaxies or anything. He has always been coexistent with the Creator. So when, in a sense, Jesus sacrifices an eternal sacrifice, and when we, and I like to think of Jesus as soap, and without the waters of repentance, we just turn to God. See, we don't make our sins go away. God does. We don't even bring forgiveness. We don't heal the body. We do nothing. You know, even the gift that God gave me of discernment and prayer for people where sometimes they get spontaneously healed, I don't do anything. All I do is submit to God, and He says, okay, because you have submitted to me, I will bring the eternal now, which is not just photon entanglement, it's eternal entanglement. Yeshua, Jesus, God is omniscient everywhere and every place. And He gives that portion of omniscience to me in terms of health. For example, I witnessed to a lady yesterday, my dental hygienist, about her little daughter, Celine. And she said, well, how did you get this gift 32 years ago? And I was praying with one of my patients, and I said, God help me. And all of a sudden, I could see right through her, and I left the room, went down to my consult room, and got shoved to the floor, came back, and I looked in the room, and I could still see her. So 3 days later, I had a Christian lady come to me, and she says, Dr. Deagle, I'm a Christian. I said, oh, God. Because I had been an ex-Roman Catholic attacked by a priest at 14 in the vestment room serving Mass for 6 years, and I punched him in the stomach and ran and figured God was real, but he didn't go to church, and the doors were heavy in the church to make sure Satan didn't get out. So when I heard her say that she was a Christian, I said, I rolled my eyes and think, oh, God, now I'm in trouble. So she said, well, I've been praying, and God told me, because I went to the pediatric neurologist and so on, that they can't figure out why my son's having these headaches. And I said, well, I examined her for an hour and a half, and I couldn't find anything wrong, and she started crying. She said, but God said. So I just said that little prayer again, God help me, and I could see right through his head and see he had a craniopharyngioma near the optic chiasma in the cella turcica. So I called a head neurosurgeon, and I said, this little boy has a craniopharyngioma of a specific cell type and anatomy. And he said, well, send over the CT scan. He said he hasn't had it done yet. I said, I don't know why, Diggle. I just feel crazy. I'm going to do it. Next day, I couldn't get him off the phone for 20-plus minutes. And he said, there's a tumor exactly where you said it was, and there's no neurological signs, no long track or inflammatorial signs, no eye ground changes, nothing. And so 3 days later, he's doing surgery, and it took him. He had to do a nasal intubation and go through his heart palate to take out the tumor through the base of his brain. And it took him 7.5 hours, and he said exactly what God told me days earlier, which is he would be blind in 2 weeks and dead in 4. Now, that gift I've used hundreds of thousands of times. And she asked me yesterday, well, how do you know these things? I said, because, like Jesus said, though you do it to my brothers and sisters, you do it to me. When I, empathically, whether I'm just talking to them on the phone or praying with people, and whether I'm doing a QRMA test, whatever, long before that for years, I've used this gift for 35 years, I suffer their blindness, their pain, their suffering, and where their tumor or blocked arteries are. The wall between me and them, just like Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, he didn't just take on the sins. He took on the suffering, the death, the destruction, the decay of all the human race through all time. That's why, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he bled drops of blood. Okay? So if you don't understand this, and when we become real Christians, we become empathic. We become a super creature, which is not just us as an individual. We become a collective of beings, almost like the cells are now organizing from the petri dish to become a bride, a collective being worthy to be the bride of the Most High God. That's what we are as Christians. And people think, well, my gifts are so special. No, everything that I have is nascently in every other believer. I'm not special, and that's what's important. God is with us through the attacks on our Donald Trump, through the approach of North Korea being able to hit any city in the United States by the end of this month with a no 4 no 8 missile, with the degradation of the planet caused by the passage of the Death Star, the Nibiru, which is happening right now, with the increased volcanism and earthquakes and so on causing grave danger to coastal water areas, with the release of radiation where they're doing nothing from Fukushima Daiichi, but God is with us. And that's why he's with these Muslims, and I want Jonathan to continue. A true believer must understand that when you have total empathy, then you can have the door open for forgiveness, but God does it. We don't. God does the healing. He brings the wisdom. We are nothing. We cannot do anything good without the leading of the Spirit of the Most High to our mind, body, and spirit. And he speaks spirit words to our spirit before he gives us intellectual words or words of knowledge of whether it's health and so on. So when they talk about things like, you know, photon entanglement and so on, no, God is beyond that. God lives in the eternal now. For him, he's so omniscient. There is no such thing as a past or future. To God, everything is now. And when we become married to him and we exist in heaven, which starts today, not when you die and you go to a place called heaven, you are then receive a portion of omniscience and a portion of the vision and compassion that goes beyond mankind to be having the compassion of the Most High, which is why I do what I do. I don't do it for a love of mankind or because I want to be liked. I do it because I love God. So the last thing he sent me before he sent me back was, you must know that if you fall away and do not do my will, you will go to the place of annihilation. I said, I love you so much, God. I will do your will. So you need to know, if you don't respect and love God that much, he can't use you. That's why Jesus said, you know, you need to put him instead of your head of yourself and your family and everything. If God is not first, you cannot do good. Not possible. So Jesus is showing up to these Muslims because most of these Muslim nations and cities are going to be annihilated with nuclear weapons here when the war comes. When Israel really unleashes hell, literally, you know, the Samson option, when the nations of the earth release chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons in the midst of a galactic and solar catastrophes that are coming. And the human race is not ready. And people like myself are like any prophet. They're persecuted. They're persecuted by their family, their friends, their relatives, their colleagues. We're treated in derision. And it says in the Bible, you, O Israel, who slay the prophets between the brazen laver and the Holy of Holies. They don't want to accept the words, even if they're not our words, the words of the Most High. They want to look at us with derision, even though we can point physical documents in the Bible and show that what we're saying is consistent with the word of the Most High. And all his prophets and scribes that describe all the ugliness of the rise and fall of mankind through history. It only rose when they heard God and did his will, and they only fell when they stopped. And they took the original and only sin, which is to decide what is good or evil, by believing the Luciferic blue light of the dark one, the intellect. So that's why God has to show up in Muslim countries. So please continue, Jonathan.
Okay. Now, Bill, to get up and get back to the story, these four people were thrown into prison, into a secret prison, under the security of the secret police, and prayer was asked for them. 6 days later, no news had come. 2 days later comes this news. And I'm going to read exactly the message as it came to me. Glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise his holy name. He lives and reigns. We praise and thank for his unspeakable gifts. Now, you see, Bill, right through in their distress and their trouble, they were praising God, and they continue to do so, which is wonderful. And this is what we should be doing, all of us, through our troubles.
I like the statement that what you're saying is that God has taught these people that he releases all God's power through praise.
Yes, that is right. That is right. Our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is the message, wonderfully protected and released Pastors Urshad and Monvar and other two believers, Farouk and Rehas, who were imprisonment in a secret jail. We praise and thank God for those who were fasting and praying for their release. Thank you, all of the same. Then he gives the reason and how it happened. And how it happened is absolutely wonderful. Pastor Urshad now describes himself personally what happened in the jail and after. And he says, police brought us to the religious Sharia court. We were accused of blasphemy charges against the Prophet Muhammad, as well as misguiding Muslims into a false religion. Court ordered for imprisonment, and we have been taken to the secret jail run by secret police. In the jail, we had a hard time for first 2 days. We were brutally tortured and persecuted by jail wardens. Our hands were tied up through the hole of a steel bar and stood up by bending down and were beaten. They served each of us only one caboose, that's the local bread they have over there, only one caboose for a day. We never thought of coming out from the jail. We expected dying in the prison. We asked our Lord, where are you? Why don't you come to save us? We prayed, if we have done any sin, and iniquities. Forgive us and purify us by your precious blood and save us from this situation. And we continuously repeated, the blood of Jesus is our victory.
Yeah.
We kept saying this, the blood of Jesus is our victory. We imagined the sufferings of our Lord, and it gave us comfort and peace. On the third day, a top-ranking officer of the jails visited our jail. He came to see us. He is a tall and stout man. He asked the wardens to untie our hands, but we were unable to stand erect. The officer himself massaged our back with a lotion to stand stable. Then he ordered the wardens to give us good and enough food. Then he went to his official room in the prison. We thought he came with a decision of finishing our life of this world and giving us a little comfort before we die. That's why he's treating us like this. The officer came alone to us again that night. He sat on the floor with us, though it was very difficult for him to sit on the floor, but he managed. He held our hands and asked us to pray for him. With a fear, we looked into his eyes. The officer said that Jesus Christ had appeared to him in a dream the previous week. Wow. Lord Jesus is sitting on a throne, an amazing globe of light rotating around him, millions of angels obeying his orders. The large and small stars are surrounding the globe. Jesus raised his hands and showed the nail-scarred marks. The blood was leaking out of it. The next day and the third day also, he saw Jesus in the same way, in a dream. He began to think now about Jesus Christ for the first time in his life and tried to know more about him from the internet. He again had another visit after 3 days. Jesus appeared before him and said, "My children are being tortured in your jail. I leave them before you. My children are the apple of my eyes." Quickly, he cancelled all of his other programs and reached our jail. 3 days he stayed in the official cottage of the jail and spent most of his time with us to pray and learn more about Jesus and the Bible. He then accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and Lord. When he comes, he asks the jailer and wardens to go away from us. So they thought we are his own people, and after that they considered us sweetly and said sorry for the harm they have done to us. While this time the officer prepared some papers and submitted it before the court for our release. The court rejected the papers at first, but he strongly argued and received the releasing order within 2 more days. After releasing from the jail, he took us to his cottage. As a host, he gave us a good treat. We prayed together. At the end, he requested us to give him baptism. We said, "If you are fully believing Jesus Christ, we can baptize you." He replied, "I do believe in Jesus Christ, that he was crucified and died for me on the cross of Calvary and risen from the dead. I was taught as a Muslim that Jesus Christ was never crucified, but a substitute went there. But I now do believe that Jesus was crucified and risen from the dead. I believe him as my Savior and Lord with the whole of my heart and soul." So we baptized him. Along with him, Farouk and Rias also received baptism. He himself taken us by his car and reached us back safely. On the way, he advised us, "Continue your great work for the Lord, but you must be careful, and the way of ministry must be very, very secret, because the ruling authorities, religious authorities, courts, and police will not accept you and your works. But the kingdom of God is near, and we have an amazing eternity. Our Lord Jesus Christ is worthy to be praised. All glory and honor to him forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Truly, wow. We are not at all worried, for our Lord did appear before us during our hardships. For all times in the jail, we felt his presence and comfort. He is with us, Our Lord said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" We thank for those who were fasting and praying for us. Now that's the message.
Yeah, and when Jesus comes into your heart, you don't get rid of the sins he does. He power washes away the sins. He makes you a new creature. He makes you a new being.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back. And Jonathan, you just were going to say something on the break. What was it?
Yes, I don't know if we have enough time to give this other story. I really hope we do. If I can just keep going on this one, I'll try to get it completed in the next 5 minutes.
Well, and the other thing you can do, too, is if you'd like to add to it like a quick video, we can do that perhaps if not today, over the weekend, or at another time. It's often better to do it on the weekend because we can do it later, because you're, I think, 4 hours difference now with the daylight savings time. And if you want to do that, we could do it on a weekend, like in my afternoon, which would be around noontime, your time. So
yeah,
that's possible.
Okay.
So you give me a shout if you want to do that, and we can then expand on these stories, and we're not limited by time. Plus, they're simulcast. Yeah. So go ahead.
All right. I'd like to tell this story and complete it, if possible.
Go ahead.
And this came to us just days ago. Please pray for Lydia, a 14-year-old daughter of Eunice in Africa, West Africa. Fanatical Muslim men and women captured Lydia as she walked home from school on Friday afternoon, dragged her to a nearby home and subjected her to brutal female genital mutilation. She's now in a coma, fighting for her life. Now, Eunice had become, was a Muslim scholar, he had accepted Jesus Christ, and she was his daughter. And Eunice started a special request for us to pray for his daughter. Now, the local Muslim community now attacked her and gave her female mutilation, genital mutilation.
Yeah.
Because she had also been boldly proclaiming Jesus as the Son of God at school.
Right.
And this provoked them intensely and resulted in this horrendous abuse of her. And in their minds, and according to Muslim tradition, every young woman must undergo mutilation. After this, they left her alone, lying on the ground with no further treatment. She lost copious amounts of blood and screamed in agony. And a local secret believer fortunately heard her screams and rushed her to the hospital, but doctors gave her only a few hours to live. And she went into a coma. Now, we got a report to pray for her. Then, a few days later, I was given this report from her. Doctors this morning confirmed the death of Lydia, 14 years of old.
Wow.
She had been in a coma for 6 days after being brutally subjected to female genital mutilation by Muslim radicals on her way home from school last week. An hour after her death, workers removed her body from the hospital room. Her parents, brothers, sisters, and other believers surrounded her, sobbing at the tragic loss of their beloved 14-year-old girl. Doctors, nurses, and other hospital staff arrived to have a last look at young Lydia's lifeless body, now draped in a white cloth. Suddenly, someone noticed the fabric shaking. Could it be the wind blowing in from outdoors? The trembling intensified, but now clearly the movement came from beneath the cloth. Then just as suddenly, Lydia threw herself up and stood from the bed. Mummy, our Lord Jesus Christ, look! A ghost, ghost, somebody screamed. And two hospital workers fainted on the floor. Her family backed away in terror. And she said, Mummy, I'm not a ghost. I'm alive. Jesus gave me my life back. See, he's just disappearing there back into heaven on the clouds. She pointed her finger toward the sky.
Wow.
And now, I was dead, she said, but Jesus appeared before me and said, I cannot turn back from the prayers of my children. My eyes are upon my children and my ears are open to their prayer, so I give you your life back. You go and be my witness. Now, after this, very interesting thing. Some of the Muslim people involved in performing the mutilation started approaching her house, and it looked like more trouble. But the visitors explained that when they arrived, that for the last 3 days and nights, their women had all gone crazy.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.